This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you.
Good day and good evening to our audience all over the world. This is Samantha Legend. I'd like everyone to welcome to our show, Rajshree Chowdhury. This is the People Speak Out airing on BBS Radio. We have the rare opportunity to ask questions you really want to know and you can listen to by calling in and hearing the station at 716-748-0144. We open our phone lines for questions at 30 minutes past the hour after the break. The phone number you can call is 888-429-5471. Rajshree Chowdhury is a registered medical practitioner in alternative medicine with a degree in Hatha Yoga Therapy, specializing in chronic diseases and disorders. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you, Samantha. It's my honor to be part of the show. I'm so happy.
I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you.
I'm so glad to introduce us all to yoga. I couldn't think of anyone better than the queen of hot yoga to teach us.
I don't know how I got that name called Queen of Hot Yoga.
I gave it to you. It's official. You
Thank
are
you
the
so
queen
much.
Of hot yoga.
Thank you.
I've talked to quite a few people about yoga. Some even said it's a religion. What can you say to our audience to clear up all these misconceptions?
You know, honestly, this is something that people in West, when they were introduced to yoga, they were introduced to yoga by a lot of sages and great souls from India. And it has been introduced by reading books and looking some of the clips from old days, you know, yoga practice in the holy mountain or Ganges and, you know, places to find the spirituality. And the people who practice those time, those are religious people, so they had a special clothes and a special way of living life. And but nobody really really talked about those days, that even that was exist, that practice was exist in normal people life, you know, like a regular people, they also practice yoga. But people in West, they were more kind of attract to the people, because if you know that it started that kind of a movement around, you know, more like a hippie time and more with the music industry, more elite community, more with the showbiz people, you know, the Hollywood.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And that was like around 40s to 60s, that movement started. And they started going to India and started getting learning through some musician, and then they were introduced the gurus and, you know, and then become a disciple, and start, those gurus started coming to the our country. And when they started coming to America and they started teaching certain way, and that I don't think they trying to really teach as a religious aspect, but it was a kind of, because it was so new to Westerners, so they did not know any other way. You know, they thought that was because it was very new. If you don't know the culture, it is something very special. So you think, oh, it is religion. Oh, but Hindu religion, you have to born with. You cannot be converted, you know. And yoga is not something the religion can own it, because yoga is about life. Yoga is about life science. Yoga is Vedas. Vedas talks about yoga. Veda is all about life science. You know, that's why we call, like, if you hear about those holistic science, you know, we talked about right now, alternative medicine, which is we are talking about right now, how many ways you can actually practice Ayurveda, you know, Ayurvedic science, you know, that's one of the sciences, yoga. So if you think of why it is introduced, because it was a misconception. But anything, I will tell you another way, I will not totally say this, that they are not all wrong. Only way I will say, respect to that, anything you practice regularly, for me, that is called religiously practice. You know, that's a form of way. So who knows what they try to say, but it's yoga is, you don't have to change or convert to any religion to become big practitioners of yogi or yoga. You know, it's not, you don't have to.
What are the different kinds of yoga?
There are many, many styles of yoga in the world, but most practice of yoga is Hatha yoga and Raja yoga. You know, so what you're talking about, this religiously practice of yoga, after that, if you think of that, after 60s and 70s and 80s, the yogis started coming to United States or Western world from India. They started bringing the message, and that was more about physical body and mind and the meditation. Because the first person who came to America, and that was Swami Vivekananda, who came 1893, and who actually brought the message to consciousness and spiritual consciousness, and who brought the message about the how to control the mind, how to practice the meditation, and those message, you know, and that's called integral yoga.
Then did you say 1893?
And he gave he was in Chicago conference, World Congress for Peace Conference. He actually was the, you know, conference leader from India. He was a speaker. That was the first time. And then after that was the Swami Yogananda has come. And that was also very early 1920s. Mm. And then with him, you know, our teacher, our gurus, my teacher, that was Vishnu Charan Ghosh, came with, who is Yogananda's brother, came with him. And then he went back to India, but Yogananda stays back. Then, of course, from there, many other teachers came, like Krishnamacharya, Guru Iyengarji later on, and Muktananda, Shivananda, everyone, even Mahesh Yogi, you know, all these people, and they all side by side taught about meditation, talked about TMS movement that time, remember Transcendental Meditation?
Yes.
Most of the artist people, especially who has a lot of lack of, you know, like any kind of art, if anything to do with creativity, they are all very much into yoga those days, because concentration and mind power, you know, those are, yoga brought them those things to concentrate mind and breathing, everything, you know, finding the relaxation, so finding the unity. So you can see that it always exists, and it's not, as if they never really practice as a religion way, you know. Now they never thought it's a Hindu practice or anything. They all practiced. And then after that, very liberal about it. And then Hatha Yoga. Now world has changed. Now Hatha Yoga is a mainstream healthcare movement. Everybody is practicing Hatha Yoga, physical posture, for their health benefit. Everybody is tired of depending on medicine, and they don't want to depend on, you know, chemical drugs. Anytime if they get sick, they don't want to depend on that. They just want to be healthy, you know. I mean, they do all kinds of fitness. Everyone does so many other kinds of exercise for fun, but at the same time, everybody finds the stretching is very important. Doing yoga is very important. They really did not understand before medical science never approved before. Recently, last 20 years, biggest movement happened in India, yoga. Biggest movement. Actually, we find Indian don't practice that much yoga as much as Westerners does now.
The movement happened. As far as like the exercise goes and the stretching and the movements and the balance, I mean, that works on so many different levels. I mean, and all through the body's mechanics, you know, they say once you're trying to recover from something, just the mere circulation can get the synovial fluid going or the lymphatic system going to improve incredibly.
You know, that is true, because no other exercise can work with all the system the way yoga does, especially with the circulatory system. Mm-hmm. That is the most important because of the same, you know, the stretching. And most of the movement has a speed, you know? And a lot mm-hmm. of times speed can bring you unconsciously, you are, if your mind is certain, you know, fraction of a second, not in your body, you can have risk. But yoga is so much in control because you are, your feeling is very much in your control. A lot of time mind is not in your control, but your feelings, you can't ignore your feelings. You know, if you start feeling sick or if you start feeling good, you are feeling it, you know.
Well, you actually do have to stay right in the moment, like you're saying, because otherwise you lose balance, you can cause, you know, injuries or whatever, but you have to be in the moment. Nothing can just seems to take as much concentration to be doing some of these poses, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, the yoga asana, especially the postures, the way you practice, you know, all the postures are, main yoga postures is sutras, you know, the definition says yoga postures should be practiced with the stillness. The stillness is about, you know, like a, when you do practice poses, you hold the postures, give certain moment of no movement, then you relax. And going into the pose, giving the stillness in the postures, then come out of the postures and giving relaxation of the postures. This whole combination, that whole 1 minute, you know, or 2 minutes, you know, in going in and staying in the posture, so every posture takes 2 to 3 minutes to finish it, it has the whole health benefit and tonic weight effect in the body, you know, within very various system. And the same time, if you look at it, it's not only the neuromuscular body structure, it also affects your emotion. And this is the first time, which is I'm keep talking about your feelings, because which is actually right now medical science are really looking up to, because mostly before everybody used to be I'm very fit, everybody used to compare each other how good you look, right?
But they're not really, they're just beginning to focus on the neuropsychology benefits, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now they're trying to find out that energy. Are you, because you can give yourself, you maybe look good, you starve yourself, you are exercising, you're running all day. But if you have such a bad energy, what is good about that exercise? What is
so
good
true.
About your lifestyle? Yoga is giving that balance in the life. And that is what you are talking about, that balance things, because another mention, because you're letting me speak, you're not asking questions, so I'm just taking my time and opportunity to say it, that, you know, when you're born, two things you don't have. You don't have a flexibility and you don't have a balance, right? The baby's
right
of that. And
right.
when you start getting older and we have start aging, two things we lose, balance and flexibility. So yoga
it's prolongs. Just from being a child, you learn the balance skills, the ability, the mobility skills, and then we regress back at the end of our years, you know? It's that it's that continuation that we're working on that I think that yoga is truly an answer for that, you know?
Exactly. Yoga is all about, you know, that's why we call stop aging, because you age gracefully, stop aging, because yoga is all about this. Yoga, when you practice yoga, and yoga is something that a lot of fitness you can do when you start getting older, but yoga you can, because there is no problem, because you do with your limitation, but you stop there, you know, you slowly,
right,
you improve from there, because you have, you have lost it, but you will gain it, because what you lost, because that's the place you start. So if someone haven't started yoga from early age, but they can start from there, and they will not lose anymore, actually they will start gaining it. It's very, very unique science, though.
What age do you feel is the best for people to start yoga?
I think 5-6 years will be the best age for any kids to start. I started myself. I was 4 years old, but I was dragged to start into this, you know, because my mom used to take other family kids to park, and they had, I grew up several cousins, and they had some eye problems, so they used to go to the yoga practice, and I used to go just to play, but then, you know, my mom used to say, why are you playing? Just go and do some postures, you know. And I end up learning some position from 4 years old. And then I was really never really wanted to do it, but if my age group's kids, they are doing it, everyone wants to do, you know, like all the kids, if they, someone does something and then kids start trying it, that kind of things. I started practicing because my same age group kids are doing it, so I started doing it from 4. I have seen my daughter used to go,
yes,
travel with us everywhere, so she used to go up on the stage while I'm, oh, performing myself, and she used to try to do, and one stage she stopped doing it because she didn't want it to. When she was a teenager, she refused to be doing anymore, and she rather do softball and doing other stuff, you know, dancing. But now she's a yoga teacher. She chose to become a yoga teacher. Now she does. She teaches everywhere. She loves, and she's 24 years old. She chose that career after finishing school and college. So,
well, I couldn't imagine anything more, I mean, better for her as far as developing coordination skills, and strength to do any kind of sport. So I'm sure she realizes now what a benefit it was to any other sport that she tried to pursue.
Yeah, but, you know, she was pursuing the time of her life, those sports. But at one point in high school, she really stopped doing yoga that time. She was actually doing yoga until before she was pursuing that sport. When she was young, she was more, you know how the kids' school pressure comes up from 11,
yeah,
12.
Yeah, rebellious years, teen years.
Yes, and then they don't want to hear parents say anything, and they don't want to do what parents say. But then a turning point happened. One point, two years back, she says, I want to do, you know, training, and I want to teach, and now she enjoys doing that. I mean, we're not stopping, and she's doing it, and she's really enjoying it, and it's good for her.
Well, she didn't realize her mother was the queen of hot yoga.
When you say that, I feel like, oh my God.
I just love it.
It's
just
a
fits
lot
you so
of
good.
Expectation to carry on for my life.
So, okay, what is the best way to develop balance with strength? What do you think? Just,
you know, people never
slow
born
stretches,
weight.
Development, just, I mean, is it straight poses, or what else do you suggest?
Balance with strength, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me tell you, balance only will come if you have a strength and flexibility equally same.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
No one born with equally same both qualities. So
okay.
One, if you have a strength, definitely you don't have that much flexibility. And if you have the flexibility, you may not have a strength. Practicing yoga, you slowly, slowly developing what you don't have. What you have, that's your strength and power. And what you don't have, and you start acknowledging, and yoga helps you to achieve it and conquering it, you know. So it's kind of it's amazing way that you don't want to even try, but you cannot perform the pose unless you have it. So to do the pose, on the way, you actually achieve it. When you achieve that, and you all of a sudden you see that, to trying out the postures, you're already getting there. To all of a sudden, you try to balance. And when you do that balance, and you see, how did I do that? Then you start thinking back, and you start saying that, I did not have that much flexibility before. I had strength. I was trying to use my strength, and I used to have a clench at these muscles, or I used to feel like a little bit of, you know, like too much using one side of my hips maybe, or my knee, maybe my ankle. But I maybe did not try to stretch enough. But you know what actually didn't happen? That you didn't have enough yoga understanding with your body. More you practice, more your body understand how to do it. So regularity and learning how to get the position right, and you got it.
So just kind of pay attention to that process of elimination of this pain or this problem.
Yeah, you know,
where
a lot of time, exactly. Yeah. A lot of time people go into the class, and, you know, we have so much expectation or so much unconscious kind of like a fear we carry through that, oh, my God, I may not be able to do this. Oh, my God, this should be easy for me. You know, we have a lot of expectation. It's in the class, if you relax yourself, you let your body to find the place to make it happen, you will see that you will find it. You will find the best result. Yoga is all about just finding yourself within.
Do you have a special diet or foods that you eat that you feel helped you to improve your health, if you ever had a health issue, or suggestions for people that have lots of health issues?
I will suggest everybody to listen to their body and see what kind of a diet they think body is actually accepting it. Because if you ask me, my personal, I am a emotional body. You know, body has a two types. Some people have emotional body. Some people has like carries emotion all the time, so they go have a fluctuation of gaining weight, you know, losing weight, gaining weight, losing weight. So they have irregularities of their eating and irregularities of the daily life of practicing. You will see 2 weeks you are a very good routine, or everything is going fine. One bad news comes, everything ruined for you. You know, and some people, no matter bad news or good news, you don't see the person, changes the routine, and never smile so much. That's true, right?
It's true. So true.
Yes. And so
I have so many more questions about foods, because I know that you have this, you know, alternative medicine degree, and I really want to take advantage and pick your brain a bit. And the time is flying by so quickly. It's just not fair.
Honestly,
I wish I had a long time with you here.
Yeah, honestly, I will tell you about the food is like yoga. When you have practice yoga, you don't really have to worry about it, and especially going to the classes and be in the form of the postures. Actually, body will tell you certain postures that you don't want to eat those food, you know, and don't want to overeat, and you don't want to eat right before class, or you don't want to eat right after class. You know, you don't have to be so much think of diet. Diet will actually, body will and mind will guide you to the nutrition and diet. That's the good thing about yoga practice.
How do you feel about pharmaceuticals compared to the homeopathic medicine? I know the body lets us know our limitations from the pain level we are feeling. Are there any cues we can look for to know when it's too much pain, since some people really push themselves too far?
Well, people should not push them too far. You know, people push them too far, certain people, they have that, but really a lot of people don't push them too far, but they all kind of emotionally show to get a sympathy or attention that they are pushing themselves too far. So whoever watching, that person has to be like if you are finding someone next to you, you really have to figure out that first. Unless the person is physically, you can see with the vital sign that person is totally going in, really sick, you know, you can see the blood going up, you know, something really wounded or injured. Otherwise, the pain is like it, or really spasmodic, you know. Otherwise, people really don't push them so far. And emotional pain is the, causes the more trauma than anything. Now, the people, myself, that you go to the class, if you are asking this question related to the practice, like how people should go into the practice, like everybody's tolerance level is different, you know. My tolerance level, because yoga has a benefit, you know, endorphin secretion, we call that. There is a lot of hormonal, if you practice every day, then you will have a lot of pain tolerance in because of the yoga classes. Practicing, so it's a kind of a neuro things. So now some people develop that very much, that tolerance level. Now more you practice, even a lot of athletes have that too. Even they don't practice yoga, but they do a lot of fitness, they have that tolerance level. It just comes from the people's attitude and seeing the life. And some people like a very little things and they want to break down. But it's just finding for their attention from others. So to me, pushing the pain, like looking into the pain in the yoga classes, like I will always say that if you are afraid of, or you are finding there is that, you finding that something is bothering you, you should talk to the teacher right away. And you just let the teacher know, and teacher will definitely guide you through. There is so many ways that you can self-guide it yourself if you keep reading it. And if you just have a conversation, maybe middle of the class may not be possible, but before class, after the class, you just have conversation going. I don't think there is any problem of that. I mean, there is yoga. I don't think yoga, you really can hurt yourself unless if you are totally not mindfully practicing yourself. You know, if you are mindful practitioner, it's not going to happen.
One thing I'm concerned about is people that are exercising with pharmaceuticals, say they're on pain medications. The pain medications do cut off any cue the body is telling them that they've actually gone too far. And that's one thing that I think it's very important.
I think I gave you the wrong answer. You asked me to ask me the question about homeopathic pharmaceutical versus the chemical. I always go for homeopathic pharmaceutical, believe me or not. I'm giving you the
what is there any homeopathic meds that you consider good for pain?
I do believe then the very, very strong drugs, because my body, somehow my body doesn't take that for myself. But believe me or not, if there is a case, certain people under doctor supervision, guidance, if some people are going through the under surgery, they need it, you know, certain kind of a medication. Definitely that's the medical science. Being that, I can't tell them, you know, because there is acute condition, you have to go to get that help. There is no other way. That's the only way to get that moment relief. But then it's a definitely you have to go for therapy and management. You have to go for healthcare, and healthcare providers, homeopath, us, yoga, therapists, that we have to provide. But if you put yourself acute position, that can happen many reasons. It's not by your choice sometimes. What can you do? Definitely, that time there is no choice, you know.
That is so true.
But if it is you have a choice, definitely you try other remedies. I mean, to me, I mean, definitely I rather use a lot of, you know, Ayurvedic stuff. I would rather use a lot of herb stuff, you know. In India, we grew up doing that. Even I remember that I grew up in India never use any kind of cream or lotion. We always try to use all these natural, you know, from the leaves on the trees. Those we put it in the oil and put it in our hair. We put it things on our faces to make our face skin shouldn't get dry. You know, stuff like that. We go to the station and we tell them how many kind of a skin. They check it and they say that you have a medium, you have a dry, you have oily. But we use, you know how we did? We did by different time of the weather. And that is Ayurveda.
Venture.
Yeah. And that's
well,
the
darling,
way
we got to take a break for a second. And yes. Now is the time for you to call into our station and call 888-429-5471 for us to set you up in queue for us to return with Rajshree Chowdhury after a commercial break. I am so sorry for messing up your name, but I love you to death. Okay, be back in a minute.
Thank you.
Got questions? The library's got answers. And books and magazines and CDs and videos and web access and databases and all sorts of other resources at your library. In a world that's information rich, libraries are information smart. Find the right answer and a whole lot more at your library.
With over 150 million registered users, PalTalk is the largest video chat community in the world, with over 300 PalTalk support staff speaking dozens of languages to help you enjoy your online experience. Meet new people across town or country or continent while chatting about your interests. Sing live karaoke, listen to music, join a lively political debate, or play group trivia in one of thousands of chat rooms in various categories from your PC, mobile, or tablet device. Joining PalTalk is free and easy. Go to paltalk.com and become part of our friendly community today.
In America, most of us have the basics we need to survive. But there are millions of children all over the world who don't. Children who must work instead of going to school. Children who were forced to fight as child soldiers. Children who can't have an ordinary childhood because they lack health care, clean water, or good nutrition. For these children, there is UNICEF. UNICEF works in 157 countries and territories, providing children with what they need to survive and grow. To learn more, visit unicefusa.org or call 1-800-4-UNICEF.
Hello, this is Wesley Snipes. And when I'm divinely inspired and spiritually motivated, I listen to VBSRadio.com.
In a world of abundance, hunger is a crime. When a malnourished child dies, we're all guilty. Yet it happens every 5 seconds. Let's do the right thing. Put hunger away for good. Please. Give to the World Food Program.
This land is your land. Join us on The People Speak for an hour of live interviews and audience interaction as guests of various organizations share their work and strategies which impact our world and make a difference. That's The People Speak every Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern on the BBS Radio Network.
This land was made for you and me.
Welcome back to The People Speak on BBS Radio. Our guest is Rajshri Chowdhury. And our phone lines are open at 888-429-5471. We have a list of questions from our audience, and we're going to start out with a few of them and try to go back to some of mine because we've had such a fabulous conversation here. Mike in California says, I've been practicing Bikram yoga for a year now, not in the Bikram studio. I exercise, run, walk, etc., warming myself up, and then do the asanas. Is that okay? The reason I don't go to the studio is that the heat in the studio is a bit intense.
That's all right. If he can practice right form of the posture, and if he's getting his benefit, means if he's feeling good after practicing it, I think it's fine. And is he satisfying with his practice? Does he know that, is he doing all the postures okay? Does he have a book? Does he have a tip? He can practice because there is a CDs available, and he can practice, sure, at home. But the heat has some benefit, so it will be nice. But I understand. Not everybody likes the heat, so I understand that.
And everybody, you can find these videos, DVDs, CDs, jewelry, all at Bikram.
No, he does not have a. Yeah, but you know, he does not have a Bikram Beginning Yoga Class DVD. The pregnancy DVD is the only DVD is available. Everybody buys pregnancy DVD because I don't know if we don't look like a pregnant there or not. But people love our pregnancy DVD. They all practice because I think it's a little easy, all the postures are. So they love to practice and there's no heat there.
So, you know, I'm not pregnant and I was doing the pregnancy DVD.
Believe me.
Because I couldn't imagine holding the book and trying to do a pose, you know? I couldn't. I needed to look something directly at it to be able to do it. And I was doing the pregnancy DVD, and I was thinking, oh, my gosh, she is pregnant, and she looks like that, and she's doing these things. Oh, my God, what's wrong with me? But it all worked out.
Yeah, so actually that's the truth. But he does have – Bikram has his own CD. That's the only thing he has for beginners so far. But, yes, my pregnancy CD and DVDs are available, but yeah, it looks like he's used to his practice already. So, yes, Mike, you can still do it.
Absolutely. Cheers for Mike doing it. That's great. We have Mark from Arkansas on line two. Mark, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hello, Rajshri. Hi, how are you?
I was wondering, because I've studied a bit about Bikram yoga, I was wondering about the competition side of Bikram yoga. Are you planning to make that a sport like in the Olympics?
God, you ask me this. We are talking about so much fun here, practicing every day. Well, you know, honestly, right now, our goal is not about Olympics. Right? Our goal is not. And we are really, right now, that is not the reason we started the competition. And it's not really Bikram yoga competition is going to be as a competition. It is about Hatha yoga competition. The competition whole thing was started to bring yoga, Hatha yoga, all kinds of Hatha yoga to bring together, create sports. Only reason, because postures only we can make it as a competitive level, because people practice with positioning to make the posture looks perfect, as close as perfect, you know, and challenging. You can practice those postures therapeutically. If you want to practice those posture level of performance, you can make challenging. And to promote through the competition for the children that they can practice yoga more, because children don't feel enough motivated to practice yoga. It is for the really for the youth. Never was really for the Olympics. This is the competitors who really wants to see, because when we started like 11 years back, we really didn't know the competition will get so popular in Western world, because it looks like everybody loves sports here. India is going on over 100 years. And it's going on. We are all champion, and we really never thought about dreaming of competition to bring it world level. Like, I always wanted to be a world champion, but there was no competition. So when I came here, I always thought we should introduce that, and finally it is. But now this generation wants to take it that level. I don't know when that will happen, honestly. But we are trying to make it that kids can join, but that is not... That is our main goal, not the Olympic.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Okay, we have a question from, let's see, Alvin in New Mexico. Has Rajashri witnessed any healings through the practice of Bikram Yoga that have medically verified?
Every day we see so many people getting benefited, and they are keep sending us so many testimonial, and right now, if you ask me, more than I say, I will tell her to look at it, Bikram Yoga website, www.bikramyoga.com. Go on the testimonial page and see on the testimonial page each diseases. We have several testimonial from the patient or a student's testimony, you know, how when they practice, what condition they had, how long and after, what they have right now, what they're going through, how they got better, and what's the result. Besides that, we have a 5 or 6 case studies going on in the universities. Definitely with one studies, we have a small pilot studies, haven't the biggest one that was really, I can talk about it, that bone density, the bone loss for women during the menopause. And menopause can come for women even from 25 years old, because premenopause, a lot of women are going through premenopause very early age and having a bone loss and end up with osteoporosis. So we have
osteoporosis has to do with a lot with people not actually using their body weight. Like heavier people, strangely, have a lower cases of osteoporosis because they have more of that strength training. Whereas with yoga, since it is strength training, you are developing that extra strength within your spine and the calcium that is being circulated. So, I would imagine that it would have a huge impact as far as osteoporosis.
Exactly. So because of all these reasons, you know, those are all on our website. If you go on the website, and if you can log into our homepage called Research, you will find it. So all this research and all those testimonials from the students, patients, and the research case studies are on there.
Excellent. I was actually looking at your line of jewelry, and I found one that I really like, the Howlite necklace. Yes. Looks like a string of pearls.
Yes.
And I looked up the properties of howlite and all the different things that it actually helps with. And it's actually Rajashri's own line. And it's a calming stone, the howlite, and relieves stress. It helps insomnia or the overactive mind. And it... what is it? Relieves insomnia, balances calcium, strengthens bones and teeth. So
that's
if you're talking about something...
That's the howlite stone.
Yes.
Talked about it. And, you know, and I always fascinated from childhood. is all about stones.
Me too.
Because I don't like my jewelries are more with the real stones, you know, like a form of the, like a, how should I say? It's more like not a very fine cutting stone, you know, it's a rock form of stone.
Yeah, the healing properties of these God-given things,
nature,
you know.
Very much nature. I think that everybody needs to go connect with the nature and human life to be connected all the time, you know. So that's why I think the sources comes, you know. So I work with, that's something my daughter and I, together we developed this actually. And now I don't have really that much time. She's actually taking over. She's an artist. She paints. So she's kind of like, and I kind of develop all these and, you know, the concept, and she's actually painting with the colors and stuff. So we do together. This is our bonding.
Fantastic.
With the jewelry, yes.
Ainsley from Scotland says, Rajashree, my wife is pregnant and I was interested in your pregnancy DVD, but my wife isn't active and the doctor recommended more activity. Do you feel it is okay for a person that hasn't been active prior?
Well, his wife was more active. The doctor wants yoga. Doctor doesn't think yoga is that active. That's what doctor thinks.
No, she hasn't been active during her pregnancy.
She hasn't been active. Well,
yeah, and he wants her to get some moving around.
This is her, first thing I need to find out about her. Is this her first child, and how old is she, and what month she is in right now? Because I always suggest people about starting this pregnancy DVD because it's not practice in the heat. If anybody is a Bikram practitioner who are used to in the heat, they can practice in the Bikram's class. But as soon as they know the day they are pregnant, they should be changing their form to a pregnancy series. New practitioner, if they practice yoga, many other form of yoga, and they love to change to their pregnancy, they can practice as a home practice with my DVD. But first trimester, always I tell people, go to the doctor, check with the doctor, figure out their pregnancy, because that's something the first 3 months. Because, you know, it's the body is so soft that time. You know, body is
It's very delicate time, the first trimester.
Yeah, delicate time.
Yeah.
It's very new. The body is very new to welcome the new body in our system. So it's that time is not good to do something new, but also at the same time, it's not good to do something and just sit at home. You know, you need to be active, but you need to check with the doctor, because it's like I have seen several peace students. I told them that don't do anything. They got angry with me. They were so angry with me. So I stopped saying that, don't do that. So I tell them, please go and talk to the doctor. And some people, I told them, yes, you can go and do it. And they come back and they said, our doctor said not to do it. And you told us. So it's just like you need to figure out that time, because it's that you are going to be a mother and you have to make your own decision from that moment, because you're giving a birth of a new life and you are responsible for that life. So you have to make that decision. You made that decision, you have to start making the decision for yourself.
Well, here's a fun question from Woody from California. Do you have any DVDs for partner yoga poses? And is Kama Sutra considered yoga?
Kama Sutra is to considered yoga for yogis in tantra practice.
Okay.
And certain practitioners of yoga, tantra yoga, tantric, they practice that yoga. And it's not really practice for healing modalities, you know. And And in West, you can find out, because if I open all these yoga journals and LA yoga magazines, I see several people are putting add on that they are having that classes. I never tried myself, so I really do not know. I read about it because when I went to learn about the, yoga teachers training I did in India, so I have to learn about all these lessons, how to practice, but we never really had a practical classes. But we learn, we learn about the traditional Tantra yoga and Kama Sutra because you all read it. Now, partner yoga, I cannot really help because yoga is very individual practice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like yoga helps definitely to make each individual a better person and make each individual, with not only better health, with better mind, with better spirituality, spiritual level, and better relationships. So definitely with the partner, your relationship get better because you get purified yourself. You get mm-hmm. connect with yourself. You correct yourself. And you perform your best when you connect with somebody because you are always best at your own ability. That's where the yoga take you to the journey, or yoga actually help you also learn how to relax. Yoga's main thing is not about stressing yourself. That a lot of time we work so hard, we're trying so hard, but we are never satisfying. Yoga is all about satisfying yourself, how you satisfy. You really learn how to be happy. And is that happiness comes within. And, happiness is your choice. And if you don't want to be happy, you cause your own stress yourself. So definitely partner yoga, if you want to practice with your partner, if that was his question, then definitely, or if you want to practice same yoga with the partner, or there are different partner yoga I have seen with the people, I'm not going to be able to help Kama Sutra partner yoga, but I have seen modern style of partner yoga they are doing with, we call in India, feet and feet games, and those are more acrobatic type, that one lifts another up and one make other one flip. Those are really not yoga. I mean, those are a beautiful demonstration performance things.
Thank you, Rajashree. We are at the end of our show. Time has flown by.
Oh,
you are a beautiful guest.
Yes, thank
it's beautiful
so
time.
Much.
Thank
I'm
you
so
for being with us.
To be part of
and
this.
We are on the People Speak airing every Tuesday evening, BBS Radio, at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We wish you the best of success with your yoga books and DVDs, and everything is available at BikramYoga.com. Thank you so much. Next week's guest, William Blum. Thank you, dear.
One bright sunny morning in the shadow of the steeple by the relief office, I saw my people and they stood there hungry and I stood there wondering if this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. Yeah, this land is made for you and me.